This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Right, meanwhile, Celtic have granted Tottenham permission to speak to manager Ange Postecoglou over the vacant position in North London. We understand those talks are likely to go ahead today. Celtic have already begun working on Postecoglou's potential successor, with Brendan Rodgers and Jesse Marsh, two names in the frame. So let's see how the approach of Postecoglou has gone down with the Spurs fans. Chris Cowling joins me now. So good afternoon to you, Chris. What's been the reaction then from Spurs fans?
Good afternoon, Vicky. I think that a number of Spurs fans are surprised that this appointment is going to be made, particularly before appointing a director of football. We expected a director of football to come in first. And I think a number of Tottenham Hotspur fans will be unhappy with this appointment. However, I do see the positives of this appointment. We have been linked with many managers with great experience across Europe. Ange Postecoglou, although he's a great manager, doesn't have any experience in the European leagues, particularly the Premier League, although he has been very successful everywhere he has gone, particularly Australia, Japan and Scotland. And of course, a number of fans would probably think that, you know, those places are quite easy to win trophies and titles at those places. It is going to be a big ask that, you know, he comes to the Premier League and plays the same style of football, but we have certainly hoped to be entertained under Postecoglou, because of course we haven't had entertaining football ever since Mauricio Pochettino left. But when you think back to 2014, it was an underwhelming appointment of Mauricio Pochettino. A number of fans were very unhappy then, but all I would say to a lot of Spurs fans right now is see the positives, because I've done a lot of research on the current Celtic boss, and there is a lot to look forward to. He loves to play free-flowing, entertaining football. Harry Kane has also spoken out about getting the values back at the football club. This is what Postecoglou needs to do at Tottenham, get us to play decent, attractive football. But he has got a huge summer ahead. Whoever comes in as manager, whether it's going to be Postecoglou being confirmed, they have got a huge job on their hands, because there is so much to do at this football club.
Chris, do you think the fans then wanted a manager with Premier League experience?
I think certainly a manager with experience in a European league, a top European league, and of course Postecoglou comes to Tottenham without that. When we've been linked with the names like Pochettino and Julian Nagelsmann and Luis Enrique and so many others, it's fair to say that Postecoglou was not on the top of the list for anybody, you know, not even Tottenham. Tottenham have decided to go down this route now. But as I said, you know, the more research I do on this guy, he's been successful everywhere he's been. He hasn't had that break, that big break in a European league. He's about to get that break at Tottenham Hotspur. And I'm just hoping that he can bring what he's brought to all of these other clubs in these other countries to Spurs, because not only do we need to be entertained, we need to go back in the right direction, because this football club, in my opinion, ever since Pochettino has left, we have gone around in circles. And bearing in mind, we have appointed two win-now managers in Jose Mourinho and Antonio Conte. So it is time for a different approach, to go down a different avenue. And I think this is it.
You must be reading my mind, because I was just going to say, it didn't quite work out with Jose Mourinho and Antonio Conte, and they were proven winners. What's the priority for Tottenham fans right now? Is it entertaining football? Is it to get back into the Champions League where you were only a few years ago? What is the priority?
success. I think a trophy is really important to the football club. 15 long years without a trophy. Of course, that was the Carabao Cup. You know, we haven't won an FA Cup since 91, haven't won a European title since 1984, and haven't won a league title since 1961. We want to be competing at the very top. We certainly need to get back into European football. Of course, it's going to be the first year, you know, next season, you know, 13 consecutive years with European football, and it's going to be the first without it, which is going to seem really strange. But it is about entertaining the fans. It is about pleasing the fans. It is about changing as a football club, because I believe that, you know, the board needs to do things differently now to what we've done before. They need to learn from their mistakes. They need to learn from errors that they've made, poor decisions in recent years. We need to do things differently. This rebuild is absolutely huge this summer. We've got 11 loan players coming back. We've got a number of the current squad that really need to go out the door. We've got a goalkeeper to replace. We've got centre-backs to replace. There is so much to do. The to-do list is absolutely huge. And that's why at the start I said about the director of football, it's extremely surprising that we haven't brought in a director of football as yet, because there is so much to do. And of course, the season has just ended. And this is the time now where the football club now needs to plan and get going and plan for the new season.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's still a little bit of a muddle, isn't it? I mean, what we witnessed in him was this amazing relationship with the fans, and certainly Celtic fans don't want to let him go. Is that what you see in him, and that's what you think with the fans? You know, they will get that kind of almost like that Mauricio Pochettino feel with Ange Postecoglou, perhaps?
Hopefully, very much so. I think, you know, he plays very similar football to Mauricio Pochettino, front foot. You know, attacking football, he always wants to entertain. And 2 years ago, the Celtic fans and a number of other fans of other clubs were laughing at the appointment. You know, he's delivered 5 trophies in 2 seasons for Celtic, including a treble this season. He has transformed them. I think there is a lot of snobbery with a lot of English fans and particularly Tottenham fans in the fact that they're saying, well, it's only Celtic, because if you manage Celtic or Rangers, you're virtually going to win a trophy there. He has transformed Celtic in the last couple of years. Celtic fans are now very disappointed, very upset that they're going to lose this great man that they've got at the moment. I'm just hoping that he can adapt from the Scottish Premier League to the English Premier League, because of course we know the quality, you know, there is a huge difference in quality. So I'm hoping that he can bring that to the Premier League and get off to a good start. I think it's great the fact that if he does start the Tottenham job in pre-season, we're off to Perth, Australia. So he's going to get a great welcome, and that'll be a great first game for him during pre-season.
Yeah, you mentioned that. You know, it's not far away, is it? What, July the 18th pre-season for you guys. It's not yet complete. Is there a little bit of frustration or perhaps a little bit of anger from the fans that this hasn't been sorted out sooner?
Absolutely. We've been here before, though. Only a couple of years ago, we waited 72 days for Nuno Espirito Santo to walk through the door. And I think that is what the worry is amongst a lot of Spurs fans right now. Is he going to be a similar appointment, and is he going to work? But as I said, you know, we've appointed all types of managers, 2 win-now managers that didn't work out. We've now waited, I think today is 71 days since Antonio Conte left the football club. What we want to see as fans is the board making good decisions for the good of this football club and bring success to us, because us fans deserve success. Players like Harry Kane deserve success at the football club. You know, so many good players and managers have ended up leaving the football club without being successful. So there is a lot of frustration amongst the fan base at the moment, and it is about what we do this summer, and we must go forward.
All right, well, you mentioned his name, so let's talk about him then. Harry Kane, what's going to happen? He's believed to be Real Madrid's number one target. What's going to happen there? Is he going to stay or is he going to go?
I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Harry Kane in a Spurs shirt next season, and I wouldn't be at all surprised to you know, for him to see how it goes and then perhaps leave on a free transfer in the summer of 2024. I don't think any Spurs fan is going to begrudge him leaving the football club. He's given absolutely everything to Tottenham. I'd be gutted if Harry Kane ended up leaving Spurs without winning something. You know, next season, perhaps try and put a trophy in the cabinet for him. Particularly, you know, being the all-time leading goal scorer at the club and, of course, for England. But I do think he's going to be a Spurs player next season.
All right, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks ever so much for joining us, Chris.
Thank you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.